everybody. I wanted to come to you today to just share a feel-good story with you. I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman today that wanted to donate monetarily to my program. He has donated to our organization. I won't disclose that right now, but he has donated to our organization for years. But he specifically chose my program and my mission, my personal program, my personal mission. And he donated $25,000 to my program. That money is to benefit the children that are within my program and afford them the opportunity to have a summer enrichment program of their own or to participate in any upcoming summer enrichment program just for next year alone, 2021. Why is this important? It's important because when I spoke with him, I asked him why. What is his why? I always want to know what people's why is, because I know a lot of snooty wealthy people. I know a lot of snooty, you know, kind of financially stable people. I know a lot of snooty people in general, but I also know some people that are truly wealthy and we would probably say rich, and they're super, super generous, super humble, and just giving of themselves and their time. This gentleman told me that he didn't have an idea of what he wanted to do, but he knew that he and his wife wanted to do something. And one day he was reading the book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. He said in that book, he got to a point where it was an epiphany that he realized this author was speaking about how even Jordan or Steve Jobs or whatever wealthy person you can name or accomplished person you can name, whomever they may be, they all had access to some type of opportunity. There was some type of breakthrough. There was some type of educational program that benefited them the most. And if I really think about it, I think Denzel Washington even talks about the Boys and Girls Club. And imagine, what if he wasn't even able to go financially? What if it wasn't possible for him to go? Would we have a Denzel? Would we have a Jordan? You know? So with that being said, I am to create a summer enrichment program and or summer enrichment pathways for our children to attend. And I could not have been more excited when he broke this book down to me and broke down his why. And he lit up with excitement. Of course, his identity is, you know, he does not want it to be disclosed. And I totally understand that. But there are some really good people out here. And they're doing it for all the right reasons, trying to make the world better. Sorry that I'm emotional. That was not what this podcast was about, but what this message was about, but it just felt good to, in 2020, to hear and to see his spark. And to see his why. And he could have given that money to any organization, any program, but he chose ours. He didn't even want to know how many children I had in my program. He's just like, I believe in your program and I trust that you will do right by this. All right, that's all I got. Yeah, keep impacting lives in a positive way, whether it's a dollar or whether it's a mentorship program or whether it's just a moment to just talk to someone, tell them that they matter. It certainly makes all the difference. All right, guys, it's your girl Queenie. I'm out. I am all emotional and I'm filled for the day. So y'all have a blessed holiday. Happy New Year. I love you to pieces. Bye.